VOA News. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island Sunday. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. It was 2 weeks ago that a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the same island left 436 people dead and forced 350,000 people to flee their homes. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage at First Light in Saudi Arabia, circling the cube-shaped Kaaba in Mecca that Islam's faithful face five times each day during their prayers. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shankly reports.
In that area,
the five-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zariah Shakili.
Thousands of stranded people are waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala. Heavy rains hit the state over the weekend, slowing attempts to deploy rescuers and get relief supplies to isolated areas. The death toll in the bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy, has risen to 43. Firefighters found three bodies, reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter, early Sunday, inside a car that had just been removed from the rubble. This is VOA News. Israel on Sunday closed its only crossing for people in the Gaza Strip. Officials say humanitarian cases, however, will be able to cross the border. On Friday, Palestinian health officials said two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire and 60 injured at a protest along the Baz border as Egyptian mediators worked to broker a ceasefire. Brazil is sending troops to its border with Venezuela after immigrants were blamed for attacking a merchant in the Brazilian border town of Pacaraima in the state of Roraima. The troops are scheduled to arrive on Monday. President Trump is pushing back against a story that the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to the special counsel investigating Russian election meddling. Associated Press correspondent Bed Thomas reports.
President Trump is insisting that White House lawyer Don McGahn isn't a rat. In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump responded to a New York Times report that McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, providing 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. Trump says he's allowed McGahn and others to testify, saying, "I didn't have to. I have nothing to hide." Trump calls Mueller's investigation McCarthyism at its worst, a reference to the indiscriminate allegations made by Senator Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s in an effort to expose communists. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American military spokesman says U.S. forces will stay in Iraq as long as needed to help stabilize regions previously controlled by the Islamic State terrorist group. The spokesman talked to reporters on Sunday. He said the number of American soldiers could decline depending on when other forces from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization deploy to help train the Iraqi army. There are about 5,200 U.S. troops in Iraq now. And the top story of the hour, another earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday. Earlier, a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. Then hours later, a 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Lombok. It was 2 weeks ago that another 6.9 earthquake left 436 people dead. Sunday's event is the third strong earthquake to rock the island during the past month. And the annual Hajj pilgrimage began Sunday. More than 2 million Muslims are gathered in Saudi Arabia. Those who cannot afford the Hajj are sometimes financed by charities or community leaders. Others save their entire lives to make the journey. A few even walk thousands of miles, taking months to arrive in Saudi Arabia. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.